Troy McLuhan pointed out when you're talking about peas that actually they're really heavy and hard to handle, very dusty, and the weight means that they need a special reinforced grain bin to hold them. I guess that needs factoring into the environmental argument, though, doesn't it?
Yes, I can't say this is something we've come across in the lab, so this is news to me. But yes, it certainly sounds like an industrial problem that needs to be tackled. This is just one of the markets, of course, because of the vining and canning peas are harvested at the immature stage, so we don't have that problem with those. But the combining peas for animal feed and for marrow fats, these are the edible export markets. I guess that's the problem that's being referred to. But as I said, it's not one I've come across.
And Brian, does this sort of thing get taken into account in models like yours? Because obviously it's easy to keep adding things and think, well, have we thought about how we get the crops in and how that may change in a warmer world?
Not particularly in the work we've been doing, but I guess there is a lot of work looking at total carbon footprinting, if you like, of production systems going on at the moment. And that would be one of the factors, along with, you know, where you produce them and how you transport them around and the logistics of that. So that there is, I mean, this whole total energy balance of how you produce crops is a very much alive issue at the moment.
Thank you, Brian. Brian Thomas.